Now that's how it's done. John Passan, Master of the Great North. Was there ever any question of my supremacy? I have been undefeated for 20 years, ever since 1847. What? I thought I warned you judges about the consequences for incorrect scores. Wait a second. You aren't the judges I hired. It's the scrawny raccoon and his annoying friends. Well, if you want the talons, then why don't you just take them? Take that, puny little turtle. Was there ever any doubt of the victor? Looks like I'm tougher than you are clever. Anyone for some turtle soup? Come on in here, boys. Let's get this varmint. Hey, fellas, help me surround this here boy. Come out, boys. Let's get to killin'. All you boys, fall out. Oh, yeah. Now you're really gonna get it. Eat dynamite, turtle. Tarnation. I've been done in by some four-eyed turtle. Times have changed. Come on, John. You got it in ya. Those lumberjack games need some more competition, eh? What would attract the participants? Bullseye! I'll post the clockwork talons as a trophy. That should bring in the competition. Although, who am I kidding, eh? I'm gonna win just like every other year. Oh, it's tough being this tough. It sure is, yeah. Perk up your ear, boys. I'm gonna chill y'all a talon for last month. The low lumberjack team managed to clear cut a hard at 28 acres of forest. Not bad, considering they had to kill all them badgers to do it, eh? But now, the gold lumberjack team, bless their hearts, those boys chopped down 211 acres. Y'all hear that? 211 acres of progress. Almost brings a tear to my eye when I think about how much wilderness y'all tamed. Keep up the good work, fellers. Not long till we can start footing up those track homes. Yeah. Attention, all you fellas working the sawmill. Make sure you keep a steady watch. The prowler's been spotted. And we can't none afford to have anything happen to our log cutting equipment. Particularly that laser type saw blade. We're gonna need it once we get to them old oaks up near Lookout Mountain. But hey, you know, you should still enjoy yourself, eh? I mean, how many people get to cut down forests for a living? Ha ha, you all are lucky. Don't ever forget that. Hey there, all of you boys working the lighthouse. The lumberjack games are coming, so make sure to practice up on your log chopping, icefall climbing, and log rolling. This is a great event to honor those pioneer lumberjacks who paved the way. Without them, we wouldn't have the wholesale clear-cutting techniques we enjoy today. That's it. Keep your axes sharp. Just as I thought. Nothing but an amateur axe man. Ha 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 ha! I was actually expecting better from a big fella like you. You need to chop strong if you hope to beat me. Your technique is pathetic, big man. Where'd you learn to chop? From a book? How's that for expert axemanship? An old axe comes through again. It's an old axe, but a good one. Bullseye! That chop was almost as good as my first chop back in 1831. The wood never knew what hit it. What? I think you better rethink them scores, boys. What you intended to give me was perfect tens, right? So your pink friend knows how to handle an axe. Let's see how you handle a vertical wall of ice. Not bad, Hippo. But watch and learn as I destroy that log without even breaking a sweat. That's about what I expected from a raccoon. Ooh, not fast enough, you little varmint. That sad cave of yours isn't helping you any. With that performance, you shouldn't have even bothered showing up. Pretty good for a scrawny raccoon. Now, watch and learn as I demonstrate the art of power climbing. Now that's how it's done. What? No applause for that masterful display of climbing? I am king of the mountain. Ha ha ha, that's one of the best times I've ever had. It seems you have pulled the wrong cards again. Did I ever tell any of you the story about the judge from last year's competition who mistakenly gave me a score other than 10? I see we're tied with only one event to go. Unfortunately for you, I've saved my best event for the last, the spinning log competition. You turtles aren't good at nothing. You just disgraced my competition with that performance. Those little legs of yours just can't move fast enough. A log-rolling turtle. Whoever heard of such a thing? Enjoy your dip in them icy Canadian waters. You're one lucky turtle, I'll give you that. But now, watch how a skilled log roller does it. Like my pa always says, a sawhouse is better than a dugout. But they both turn to mud. Those no-good lazy petticoat guards of mine, I should give them all a switch for not catching them prowlers. That stream through camp's looking full of fish. Maybe it's time I built me a cannery. Like my pa always says, the only good fish is eating fish. Why don't those lazy dumb beavers know their place? They ain't finding no work in this old sawmill. No, sir. I can hardly hear myself think with all those trees making such a racket. Just cut them down tomorrow. Yeah, that west field. The trees there are thicker than a plague of locusts. Oh, lumberjack games, I'm gonna play me some lumberjack games, gonna split me some lumberjack wood, and that's always good. It takes a dollar to make a dollar, but I bought this here chainsaw and made me $100. Oh, my back's killing me. Thank Jiminy for the Canadian healthcare system. By Jiminy, that thieving raccoon messed up my iron horses. Makes me madder than a wet prairie dog. Bah! Would you look at that? A Whitland man is a poor man. Sure as the sun rises in the east. I've felled some great oaks this month, and these creaky bones are pleased. I hear what you're saying, Duck, but when I look at a grove of trees, I see commerce. Them clockwork talons will bring them in. The lumberjack games are gonna be a hoedown this year. Yes, sir, they will. That Contessa should have been more careful. Now that's what you get for being too bookish. Always gotta be on guard. Here's grizzlies round every crook and hollow. Sure is a shame about that tiger fellow, Raw John. That old boy could sure throw a hoedown, even if he was a foreigner. No. Last I heard, Dimitri was still in the pokey. He's a slippery kind of fella. I'm sure he'll get out. That arpeggio. Always lording his la-di-da blimp over me. If he weren't so gall darn smart, I'd use him for kindling. I'm gonna catch that raccoon and make me a hat. And wear it for a month of Sundays. Yeah, that old arpeggio needs another Northern Light battery. He's gonna have to trade me for the clockwork brain. Ain't nobody getting past me. That there clockwork stomach is as safe as a snowman in winter. I'd like to meet the varmint that's been looting my iron horse drains. By Jiminy, I get hot neath the collar just thinking about how I'd cut that boy down. I'd kill him like a spotted owl. That should. What? A thief? Attention all cabin guards. I've heard tell from the boys at the Palmeros cabin there's someone been at my head in blueprints. Everyone stay sharp. This ain't no summer camp. I don't pay you boys to mollygag while there's a thief in these parts. Attention iron horse number two. In case you haven't heard, some lucky varmint managed to make off with the clockwork lung and iron horse one. All the guards on duty have been punished according to the lumberjack code. Don't let us say they have in the UO. You boys have done some real good work lately, and I'd hate to have to put you out on disability. That's it. Keep your asses sharp. But anxious men, this here's Sean Lasson. That was a quality job you boys did unloading this spice off them bolts. Soon enough, I'll have one of them special iron horse trains come by and pick it all up for distribution. Stay sharp, and once this here's spice of business is taken care of, we'll have ourselves a hunting party. Go out in the woods and kill us some bears, eh? If only you moved spice shipments as well. Salutations, Mr. Arpeggio. Y'all got time to shoot the breeze? Yeah, I can think better while my legs move. Pumps blood to your brain. First off, are you still a-coming on schedule to get that Northern Lights battery? Bullseye. For second, when you gonna give me a look-see at that clockwork brain of yours? I'd sure like to buy it off you. Easy there, partner, you're all up in a lather. It's just that I found some real use for the clockwork parts I got. Why, I put three of them in the engines of my best trains. With those robotic doohickeys feeding the fire, them trains will run all night and all day. I call them my iron horses. Of course, I gotta keep the plans hidden. Stuff them in my three trophy bass. That'll do fine. By the way, you ready to giddy up into Perry for the final hoedown? Sounds like all you're missing is some Northern Light electricity. Yeah, okay. So, I guess I'll be seeing you at the end of the week. This year's first event will be a power chopping contest. Not like anyone's ever gonna beat my record, but let them try. Think you got what it takes to win the Clockwork Talons, eh? Well, I'm sure enough gonna let you play, so long as you pay the entry fee. Enjoy the moment while you think you still got a chance. It's as close to winning as you'll ever get. Okay, Walnut. Get ready for a smushin'. Well now, Candy Britches, I should have figured a puny turtle like you'd find a rat hole to squirm through. I ain't like you, boy. I ain't stupid. When y'all were unconscious, me and my boys paid a visit to your hideout and found all them clockwork parts. Lucky thing, too. Arpeggio is willing to plump down a king's ransom for the whole lot. I even threw in the talons. I wouldn't expect one of your kind to understand the finer points of commerce. You turtles are too stupid to know a woodcutter from a woodchuck.